Ever wondered how some coaches build seven-figure businesses while others struggle to make ends meet? Donald Miller's Coach Builder reveals the blueprint behind the success of coaching giants like Tony Robbins and Brendan Burchard. This isn't just theory, it's the practical framework transforming the $9 billion coaching industry. What makes this approach revolutionary is how it works across any niche, whether you're helping executives scale businesses or guiding parents through teenage challenges. In a world where traditional career paths are rapidly evolving, there's a compelling alternative, turning your hard-won expertise into a thriving coaching practice that generates both wealth and impact. The secret? It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about creating systems that transform wisdom into wealth. The foundation of coaching success isn't marketing or expertise. It's having a clear menu of products with specific prices. Without this, you're asking clients to pay for a patch of fog rather than tangible value. Consider Nicole Burke, who transformed her gardening knowledge into Gardenery, a seven-figure consulting business by offering specific products solving concrete problems. Package your expertise into specific offerings with clear outcomes. Small business optimization programs or leadership alignment workshops communicate specific value. Business owners primarily invest in solutions that generate financial returns or solve specific frustrations. For new coaches, create one flagship product to promote almost exclusively during your first year, like a small group program increasing revenue by 25% over 6 months. The math is straightforward. Two paid assessments monthly, $500 each, one flagship 6-month small group with 20 members, $5,000 each, three one-on-one coaching clients, $1,000 monthly, and four workshops, $5,000 each, totals $168,000 while requiring only 146 delivery hours annually. When setting prices, follow the 10% rule. Charge under 10% of the conservative return clients will receive. Humans associate value with price. With your coaching products created, you need qualified buyers struggling with problems you solve. The market is vast, over 30 million small businesses in America alone. When pivoting to coaching, consistently introduce yourself as a coach. Though it takes about 3 years to fully metabolize a new professional identity, the sooner people recognize you as a coach, the faster they'll engage your services. Building an email list is essential. Regular communication builds familiarity and trust as people buy from leaders they know. One former CEO maintained relationships with thousands of contacts while employed, then launched his coaching business, earning over $500,000 in his first year because he had qualified, nurtured leads who trusted him. Your website must deliver a clear sales pitch, allowing prospects to decide about working with you. Coaching relationships progress through three phases: curiosity, enlightenment, and commitment. Your header should communicate what you offer, how it benefits clients, and their next steps. After offering value, remind potential clients of the stakes if they don't engage your services. Include statistics and testimonials demonstrating your effectiveness. Since coaching represents significant change, break down the process into a simple 3-step plan that makes hiring you appear simple, safe, and easy. Hiring a coach requires trust built over time through consistent value. By collecting email addresses and delivering valuable content for 6 to 52 weeks, you guide potential clients from curiosity through enlightenment to commitment. Create compelling emails using the Customer is the Hero sales framework. 1. Identify the problem your coaching solves. 2. Position your product as the solution. 3. Build a bridge between problem and solution. 4. Highlight consequences of inaction. 5. Illustrate benefits of taking action. 6. Call the customer to action. A clear client journey helps track where prospects stand with you. Initially, they assess if you can help them survive and thrive. Once curious, they need specific benefit information. In the commitment phase, they invest money, time, and their future with you. The 10% rule applies to premium offerings. From 1,000 clients paying $100, about 100 will pay $1,000 for deeper engagement, and roughly 10 will invest $10,000 for elite experiences. This progression enables significant growth without constantly acquiring new clients. A client ladder clarifies your offerings, each client's position, and your business growth trajectory. While frameworks are essential, coaching succeeds based on soft skills, your ability to build trust. Great coaches serve as guides in client stories, offering both empathy, your pain is my pain, and competence, creating plans that resolve frustrations. Patience is crucial. Concepts familiar to you for years are entirely new to clients. What looks like inches to you feels like miles to them. Effective coaches help clients realize insights themselves rather than just hear them. Instead of issuing directives like drop your bottom three products, they ask thought-provoking questions that help clients discover business principles independently. Effective coaching consists of 50% listening and understanding problems, 40% affirming clients aren't alone in their challenges, and only 10% offering advice. When you affirm clients' growth, they begin to embody these new traits. Celebrate victories when clients hit goals. This affirmation permanently changes how they view themselves. A successful coach earning $256,000 annually might follow a structured weekly routine. Mondays and Tuesdays for client delivery, Wednesdays for business development, Thursdays for workshops or personal time, and Fridays for preparation and rest. Weekends remain protected for personal life. While perfect weeks rarely unfold as planned, maintaining structure is essential. Clients only hire coaches to solve specific problems. Be clear about which ones you address. The six most common small business pain points are leadership, messaging/marketing, sales, products, operations, and cash flow. For nurture emails, give away the why, but sell the how. You can explain why clear marketing messages matter while reserving the transformation process for paid sessions. For hesitant prospects, offer a valuable lead generator in exchange for their email address. The journey from expertise to coaching empire isn't about perfection. It's about persistence. Successful coaches started exactly where you are now. The difference between thriving and struggling practices is the willingness to build systems that transform wisdom into wealth. Your previous experience is an asset. Consider the accountant who became a coach, helping clients avoid the terrible business decisions he witnessed in financial statements. By describing problems you help clients avoid, you increase your perceived value. The problem is the hook. When clients identify their challenges on your site, they start paying attention. Your email sequence should follow a strategic path. First email centers on the client's story with your coaching as the solution. Second defines problems you solve and clarifies products. Third shares your origin story to establish empathy and competence. Fourth creates social proof and urgency. Fifth, confronts the primary objection, lack of time, reframing it as the reason clients should join your group. Your expertise deserves to be shared, and with the right framework, it can create both impact and income beyond what you've imagined.